Ladies and gentlemen, this is our final boarding call and the doors will be closing soon. Please board quickly and safely. Our monorail will be departing momentarily. Thank you.
Everybody, this is Rick with Monorail Tales Podcast, and we are here tonight for Disney Plus Take 4 featuring the month of June 2022. And I have with me tonight one of my favorite co-hosts, Mr. Bill Mitchell.
Hello, everyone. How are we doing tonight?
So far, so good.
That's good.
And pinch hitting for Steve and Patrick. Yes, we have one person that can fill the shoes of both of those men, the powerhouses of podcasting, and we get Mrs. Sheila Sanders.
Which is actually the short straw, right? I will do my best, guys, to fill in for Steve and Patrick, and I know it's going to be very hard, so bear with me. But I do feel a bit qualified, Rick, after doing our show this week and learning about Marvel. So,
well, I guess we'll have to see if you learned about any or watched any Marvel shows.
Oh, okay. Anyway, it's great to be here.
So I'm going to go ahead and start out with the first week of June, starting Wednesday, June 1st. And we have Club Mickey Mouse Season 4 premiere, all episodes streaming. And that is the most recent iteration of the Mickey Mouse Club. A Fan's Guide to Ms. Marvel. Glee Seasons 1 through 6. I'm kind of excited about that because I haven't seen Glee, but I think I would like it. Mickey Mouse Funhouse Season 1, 5 episodes. And Episode 3 of Obi-Wan Kenobi. And then Friday, June 3rd, we have the premiere of the movie Hollywood Stargirl, which is a follow-up to the movie Stargirl that came out when Disney Plus first. It was one of the first movies that came out on Disney Plus, and it follows Stargirl's journey out of Micah and into a bigger world of music, dreams, and possibilities. And then we have Mac Russell's, which is a short. And it tells the story of Mac Beggs, a transgender high school wrestler from Euless, Texas, who must compete under the gender he was assigned at birth rather than how he identifies. His resolute journey is artfully told as we watch him struggle against outside forces that stigmatize these athletes. The film is a deeply personal look at the debate around the sports and who gets to play.
Cool. Season 4 of Club Mickey Mouse. It says C version. So are we going to see Captain Mickey Mouse on the high seas?
I don't think that's what that means.
I think it does, actually, because there is sort of a season of Mickey Mouse on the sea. But then, you know, once again, I thought a ride was open in 1971 and I was wrong at Magic Kingdom. So
this is a Mickey Mouse Club that, I mean, just came out in the past couple of years.
Okay.
So, yeah, I don't know. I tried to see what C version meant, but I can't find out. I haven't figured it out yet.
Well, we'll find out on June the 1st.
I guess.
Yeah. And the Hollywood Stargirl, is that the one with...
Grace VanderWaal?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm excited for that because I actually did watch that and I enjoyed it. So, yeah, I'm excited to follow up and see what happens.
Yeah, and the Fan's Guide to Ms. Marvel. Are you going to be watching that, either of you guys?
I don't know if I'll watch it or if I'll wait until after Ms. Marvel starts. I mean, we are planning, Emma and I are definitely planning on watching Ms. Marvel. But I really I haven't watched a lot of the behind the scenes or making of stuff yet.
Yeah. See, I never know which way to do it, whether to see the, because this one features the interviews with the award-winning filmmaking team. So it's like, do I watch that and then, get more insight, you know, to the premiere of Miss Marvel, or do I do it reverse? So, don't know. We will see.
Yes. Based when this episode is going to be going out, I have watched it, and it's a good introductory into the Miss Marvel character. So I think all of you should look at it before the it's going to premiere sometime. The regular show, whenever that is, we'll have to see. But yeah, just so you guys know.
Thanks for your insight, Bill. That was great.
And in fact, I can let you know when Miss Marvel comes out. Do you want me to take over now for Wednesday, June the 8th?
I don't know if we can top Bill from the future coming back to tell us that it was worth watching.
But, well, you caught up with me now.
Take June 8th and we'll see how that works out.
The timelines are all set. We're all in the same timeline right now, so we're good.
Okay, so for Wednesday, June the 8th, we have Baymax Dreams, seasons 1 to 2, and these are shorts. I don't know anything about them. I don't know if my co-hosts do. The next one that comes out on June the 8th is The Incredible Dr. Paul. And we're at now season 20, and season 20 has 12 episodes attached to this. I've not even seen season 1. Now, this is one that you have watched. Yes, Bill?
Yeah, I've watched a few of his episodes. He's quite a character. And it's all, not all, but it's like farm veterinary kind of stuff, where he goes on to different ranches and farms and takes care of the cattle. And I think he has a regular in-house place that animals come to him. So I always like these ones. So yes.
See, I like nature and I like documentary, but when it comes to animals, I get super sensitive. You know, if I see an animal in pain or they, you know.
Well, yeah, so it's not easy, and they don't shy away from those. I mean, I just actually, it's not one of those, but the first episode of the zoo one, it takes place, Secrets of the Zoo, that takes place at Columbus Zoo.
Oh, right.
They had one of their animals pass away, and you know, it's not easy seeing that, but it's heartwarming to see how connected the zookeepers and the veterinarians are to these animals, how much they really do care for them. So that part I do like.
And I understand the circle of life and all that sort of stuff for the other nature programs, but I just, for me, for some reason, I just can't handle them. You know, give me volcanoes or, you know, drain the oceans or whatever. I'm fine with those. So, okay, getting back to Wednesday, June the 8th. We have the premiere, wait for it, Bill, Ms. Marvel, episode 1. This is a new series that introduces, I'm hoping I'm pronouncing this right, Kamala Khan, a 16-year-old Pakistani-American growing up in Jersey City. She's a great student, avid gamer. She has a special affinity for superheroes, particularly Captain Marvel. But Camilla struggles to fit in at home and at school. And that is until she gets superpowers like the heroes she's always looked up to. Life is always easier with superpowers, right? Also on Wednesday, June the 8th, we have Obi-Wan Kenobi Part 4. And we also have Ultraviolet and Black Scorpion, season 1, and there's 10 episodes to that. The series was formerly titled Ultraviolet and Blue Demon, and it stars Scarlett Estefes, I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that name right as well, as Violet Rodriguez, a 13-year-old Latina who is chosen by a magical luchador mask to be a superhero like her uncle, Black Scorpion. So, before I go on to Friday, June the 10th. I've got to ask, what superpowers would you want, guys?
I would like to fly, and then I could go down to Disney World anytime I want to, or Disneyland, or even, that one in China. What's it called? I can't remember. Or any of the parks.
Well, actually, they have the same in West Virginia, and I never knew this until the other day. They have a Shanghai in West Virginia. So I
that's
think,
it.
Yeah,
I think don't feel bad because I didn't know either.
is that the Shanghai that Steve went to, and he's talking like it's he went to a county fair in Shanghai, West Virginia,
and then he photoshopped all the Shanghai true rides into his pictures.
Yeah, it makes sense now.
No, it's true. There is a Shanghai in West Virginia, so there you go. What would your special power be then, Rick? Would you have one?
I said invisibility.
Hey, Rick, where'd you go? Are you still there?
I'm not on mute. What are you talking about?
Where you? I can't see you, though.
You're invisible.
Yeah. Oh. It's not that you can't hear. So if I'm quiet, nobody will know I'm here.
Well, I don't know if you'll agree with me, Bill, but I find that one a bit creepy. Why would you want to be invisible, and where would you go?
Away. I'll be like, oh my gosh, there is so-and-so, and then disappear.
Oh, okay. I mean, it's not as though you're going into, people's houses and things.
No, you pervert. Did you ever watch the TV show Soap?
No.
Did you watch it, Bill?
I know of it, but no, I've never watched it.
There's a guy who was like crazy on it, and he thought he had the power to turn himself invisible.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Not that he's crazy, but that he thought he could do that, and I could see the comedic hilarity to ensue.
Yeah, and it was, oh my gosh, I can't remember what his name was, but he was a really funny actor too. It was Richard Mulligan.
Wasn't he on Night Court or something? Have I got the right guy? Big guy, tall guy.
No.
Oh no, I got the wrong guy. This is why I'm not on Disney Plus Take 4. I'm hopeless.
Right. Well, we're not talking about 80s sitcoms Take 4.
Ooh. Yeah, you got to be nice to your guests. Otherwise, they won't come back on,
He is on Empty Nest. Did you watch that?
That's what I'm remembering him from then. Yes. Yeah,
the sequel to the spinoff of The Golden Girls.
Right.
Yeah. So he was on that, but it was hilarious.
Okay. Trying to get rid of the blushing on my face here. And I'm going to move on to Friday, June the 10th before I embarrass myself anymore. So Friday, June the 10th. We have Beyond Infinity, Buzz, and the Journey to Lightyear. Once again, this is a premiere, and it explores the evolution of Buzz Lightyear from toy to human in the making of Disney and Pixar's Lightyear. Once again, I know nothing of this. Do you guys know anything?
I know they're making a movie, a Pixar movie. It's coming out very soon, which is called Lightyear, and it's the story of the real life, in quotation marks, person that was the inspiration for the Buzz Lightyear toy.
Oh, cool.
So it's kind of meta in a way. It's like the backstory of a toy character, kind of deal. But
right.
So I haven't decided if I'm going to watch it yet or not. Patrick and I are trying to figure that out.
Oh, you mean like going to the movie theater, seeing
it
together?
Yeah, it's coming out in the movie theaters, I think the 17th of June.
Oh, not long to wait then.
Not really.
Oh, wow. No. Okay.
This actually sounds kind of interesting to watch, just to see the, since it's Pixar and a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff with that. I know I don't like seeing the magic behind, when you see the magic behind the scenes, but this one actually does kind of seem like it could be interesting how they went from the toy, basically, not basic, from the toy that was in the Toy Story movies into the human form that he has now. So that might be interesting. Plus, little shout out. It is my brother Chad's birthday on June 10th. So maybe we can do a watch party, him and I. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
On Friday. Real, real exciting stuff. So,
yeah.
And since I just want to go back to the Miss Marvel, which when that was, well, in my Marvel universe, when I first heard about it was when the, oh my God, the superhero Marvel.
Captain Marvel?
Yes. I couldn't remember her rank. Captain Marvel, whatever it is. And they talked about the Miss Marvel coming up. And I'm like, okay, I'm kind of confused with all the Marvel stuff. But, you know, when the details came out, you know, first of all, it takes place. She's from Jersey City, New Jersey, which is my home state. And I've been to Jersey City a few times. So that'd be kind of interesting. Plus, it is Pakistani American. She is a Pakistani and Canadian actress of, you know, her family moved from Pakistan. She is, that's important, but it is important. You know, her family is Muslim. So having a superhero of the Muslim faith or, you know, originating from that area, I think it's going to be an interesting backstory to all that. And I'm looking forward to that. So just my little interjection on Miss Marvel. And then I think since I have the mic, I'll just continue because it has my name right next to Wednesday, June 15th. And if you think I'm going to read all this, you're right. No, I'm just family reboot. Reboot premieres with all the episodes going to be streaming from the executive producers of Kelly Ripa. Name sounds familiar. She's a Jersey girl too.
Oh, I didn't
and Mark
know that.
Consuelos, yeah, from Camden, Gloucester County, somewhere like that. I can't remember now. I'm really messing them up. Isn't Mark her husband? But I could be wrong. Yeah, I think Mark Consuelos yes. is her husband. In a partnership with executive producer Julianne P. Hobbs. And Calvin and Hobbes and Ellie Hackamy. The series follows real families as they take a one-of-a-kind journey to reconnect. As each family deals with jam-packed calendars, Family Reboot gives them a chance to spend uninterrupted time together as they work with their guide to renew their relationships. This is going to be interesting. I think this is a good one to watch with your families because this is something we all are, you know, we're all so busy with our social media, sports, running, you know, jobs, running this, doing that, you know, we've lost connection with our families. So it'll be interesting to see how, you know, they go in there and it sounds like they have a guide to run through how to just reconnect with each other. So that I'm looking forward to that one. And then we have Grown-ish season 4. Has 9 episodes. I guess I should have known, but I didn't realize Grown-ish was on Disney Plus, so I'm going to go back and watch that. It was one of the series I was interested in, and I liked Black-ish. I liked the characters in it, and was going to check out Grown-ish, so now I can. We have Life Below Zero, Next Generation, Season 3. A Nat Geo one. It's on a lot with the people who live in sub-zero temperatures, and yeah. Like it. See, if you went there, Rick, you wouldn't even have to be invisible. There'd be no one else around there.
That'd be perfect.
Yeah. The next one is an interesting one, too. It's Love, Victor. It's seasons 1 and 2 will be added to Disney Plus, and the season 3 premiere will be on it. Now, the series has been on Hulu, and on Wednesday, June 15th, it will premiere on Hulu and will also premiere, that this season will premiere on Disney Plus. It will be a dual premiere. This season will find Victor going on a journey of a self-discovery, not only deciding who he wants to be with, but more broadly, who he wants to be. And for the first time, the series' first 2 seasons, well, that's what I just said, will be available on Disney Plus on the same day as Hulu. So that's an interesting package crossover. And then we have episode 2 of Miss Marvel. Obi-Wan Kenobi Part V. I'm sorry, 5. I was being sarcastic. That one looks like a good series. Ready for Preschool. These are shorts, season 3. How about Rick?
I'm looking forward to it.
That's a Disney Junior, isn't it?
Yes.
Right.
And I'm ready.
You're ready.
Mm-hmm. Bill.
Are you still there, Bill?
He's on mute.
Okay, I'm back.
Oh, hey, right.
I got kicked off. I don't know. One time, every time I'm on here, I get kicked off of Skype once. Just middle of
I thought you had to paper something.
Where did I leave off?
Rick's catching the bus for preschool.
And then we got Tots, season 3, 12 episodes. And Tots is, it's an acronym. Is that the right word? And there's another one. That season 1 is going to be put on for The Wonder Years, which was on ABC that I've watched. I think I watched the premiere and then I just don't watch a lot of regular TV. So I'm looking forward to, I guess, Ben watch this. The Wonder Years, which is a coming of age story set in the late 1960s that takes a nostalgic look at a black middle class family in Montgomery, Alabama, through the point of view of imaginative 12-year-old Dean with the wisdom of his adult years. Dean, hopeful, humorous, recalling stories how his family found their wonder years in a turbulent time, which I'm not going to get in the background. You do know that, but it is some interesting history that can be portrayed in this. So I'm looking forward to that, to see some of that and how they handle it. And then I have, starting on Friday, June 17th, Big Shot season 2. Do you guys know anything about Big Shot? I think we talked about this one season 1. No? Okay, then we have King's Ransom is another thing that's going to be coming to Disney Plus on Friday, June 17th. Hoping to foil his own gold-digging wise plan, a loathsome businessman arranges his own kidnapping, only to realize that there are plenty of other people interested in his wealth as well. That seems like a comedy of errors kind of thing. But so that wraps up Friday, June 17th.
Yeah, going back to Big Shot, I don't know if that's season 2 because in the press release it just said Big Shot, but it had no information.
This is the one with...
it's the one with John Stamos.
Stamos is the coach, but... I think we already did the season 1, so it could be season 2 premiering.
Yeah,
so.
I'm thinking it is because they announced it the end of last year, but they didn't specifically say it's season 2, so I just put a question mark beside it.
Okay.
But I've heard a lot of good things about it. I have not watched it myself.
Yeah, I just got a couple of comments. One for the Wonder Years. I started watching this when it came out. My kids were really into this. And then I suppose like...
The new one or the original?
The original.
Okay.
Is this the new one then?
Yes, this is the new one.
Okay. The original one, you cannot beat it. This one, I started watching a couple of months back. I don't know where I would have seen it.
TV?
Okay. Yeah. And it wasn't the same for me. I didn't enjoy it for some reason. But maybe I'm doing a disservice to it, so maybe I should just give it another try, to be quite honest.
Yeah, I think I don't know for sure, but I think you kind of have to, you can't compare the two when you watch it, or you're going to come up with that, like, it's not the same, it didn't hit the same. But I think I'm hoping it gives you a different perspective, you know, on different, how different Americans handled, you know, that time. It was a very turbulent time, and for a black family moving, I believe they move into a predominantly white neighborhood, if I recall right, from the premiere. You know, it's should bring some good questions and thought process. That's my point on that. But,
yeah, you know what, I will. I'm gonna give that another try because, as I said, I think I was very unfair to it.
Are we ready for the next week?
Yeah, sure. Go for it.
Okay. Wednesday, June 22nd, which is coincidentally 3 months before my birthday.
Oh, my gosh.
We have G.O.A.T. season 1. From dance battles to larger than life domino runs to cats hitting bells, this is a must watch matchup. So that like hits everything, right?
Yeah.
Dance battles, dominoes, and cats.
Hitting bells.
Miss Marvel, episode 3, the finale of Obi-Wan Kenobi. And then The Villains of Valley View, Season 1, 5 episodes. And it's a family of raucous supervillains who recently ran afoul of the League of Villains and must somehow beat a path to normalcy in a small Texas town. It's a live-action show. And it kind of seems to me like The Incredibles, where they had to move and live a normal life. And this just puts it on the other shoe, where it's a family of supervillains who have to live a normal life. So it could be interesting. Friday, June 24th, the premiere of Rise, which is based on the real life story about the family that produced the first trio of brothers to become NBA champions in the history of the league. Trevor, the musical premiere. Trevor, the musical is an off-Broadway production and a production of the play that was filmed to debut on Disney Plus. The musical will tell the story of Trevor, a 13-year-old who goes on a turbulent journey of self-discovery. After Trevor faces an embarrassing incident at school, he will have to gather his courage in order to pursue and forge his own path in life. The musical is based on the 1995 Academy Award winning film Trevor, which ultimately inspired the Trevor Project. The Trevor Project is the world's largest suicide prevention and mental health organization for LGBTQ youth.
Interesting. Is that something that you guys would want to watch?
I might watch it. I still want to watch Better Nate Than Never. I haven't watched that yet. So, yeah, I love musicals anyway, so I might watch it. It looks like something that, you know, could potentially even be a little bit heavy.
Right.
So, yeah, I'll just have to wait and see where I am when it comes out. Because a lot of times we'll make plans to watch stuff and then, you know, plans fall through.
Right.
And I get so far behind. Wednesday, June 29th, to wrap up the month, we have a new series called Baymax, and that is a very excited with an exclamation mark at the end. It's a premiere of Season 1, all episodes streaming. Walt Disney Animation Studios' Baymax returns to the city of San Francisco, where the affable, inflatable, imitable healthcare companion robot Baymax sets out to do what he was programmed to do, help others. This six-episode series of healthcare capers will introduce extraordinary characters who need his signature approach to healing in more ways than they realize. And then we have episode 4 of Ms. Marvel and season 2 of Owl House, 5 episodes. So it's a little hit and miss. You know, there are some premieres. You know, we have a premiere of a movie, a premiere of a Marvel TV show. The family reboot looks kind of interesting. A premiere of a Hulu show. And not only will it be on Hulu, it's going to stream with Love, Victor. Season 3 is going to stream on Hulu and Disney Plus. So I think that's the first.
Yeah.
Where they're going to stream on the same day. And then Wonder Years, you know, this new show that's coming straight off of ABC, I think. And then Trevor the Musical and Baymax.
I think for me, I'm definitely going to do the family reboot. I agree with what Bill was saying. You know, I think we all live busy lives. I don't have kids here, but, you know, I look at my friends who's got kids and, you know, they're out every night, or, you know, kids have got screens in front of their faces. And, you know, to get back to what I would class, you know, quotation, family life, it's going to be interesting to see how these families do cope.
Yeah. And going back to the stream, the Hulu and Disney Plus streaming, the new episodes on the same day, that's just one step closer to what I think one of the biggest announcements Disney Plus has had since they've started, and that is that Dancing with the Stars is going to be live on Disney Plus.
Yes, I can remember reading about that. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I mean, that's as old as Dancing with the Stars is, you know, the fact that it's still out and that Disney Plus is, or Disney's wanting to, you know, push it as their first live show on the service is saying a lot, really.
I do feel sorry for the people that seen the other 19, you know, series of it, that if they don't have Disney Plus, they can't see it anymore, right?
Right. That's my understanding. It's not going to be on network TV.
Right. And when you say streaming, it's going to be on, let's say, 8 o'clock Wednesday night, Disney Plus. Is that how you see it?
Yeah, it's supposed to be live, just like it is now. Something like that.
Yeah, I wonder how that'll go down, because I'll tell you, I mean, I've got, besides all my streaming that I pay for, you know, like Disney Plus, Hulu, Netflix, BritBox, I also have Roku. And with Roku, you can, anything that you subscribe to on your, you know, TV, you can watch. So I cannot remember the last time I watched anything through cable. I'm going through Roku. So to be having to sit in front of Disney Plus at, you know, 8 o'clock, and chances are they're going to record it, but I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see if it's a hit or a miss. I suppose that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Personally, I haven't watched it since. It's been quite a while because the person I wanted to win got voted off because America doesn't know what it's doing. They voted off the best dancer.
Actually, I think the one I saw, and I'm surprised Disney Plus is not doing this one, The Kids, they did one with the kids once, didn't they?
I don't know.
Or maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was
2012. I haven't watched it since 2012.
Wow, 10 years ago.
Yeah. And that's when, you know, Sabrina Bryan, she got a perfect 30 and was leading the board for 2 weeks and got eliminated because America stinks. Right. Or not, America's great, but the people that watched Dancing with the Stars and voted it off stink.
And that was it for you.
I just hope it wasn't you, Bill.
Just want to state that the Monorail Tales podcast, the views by Rick Forbes do not represent the Monorail Tale podcast or any of the other co-hosts. They are solely his. So if you have any problem with that, you know where to find him. America stinks. You did catch yourself, though.
So yeah, I did catch myself. America has made questionable choices over the years.
Wow. But they've done that also with other programs where they get the final vote, if you like. You know, all these American Idol, or, you know, I can't think of the shows at this moment. America's Got Talent. Once they hand it to the public, I go off these shows at that point.
Mm-hmm. Which I was thinking towards the election, and this isn't a view towards any of the people in or was elected or anything like this, but that I can't remember what commercial it was for. See, that's how good of a commercial it was, with Larry David, and they were doing the Declaration of Independence or the Constitution, and it's like, you want everyone to vote, even the dumb people to vote? Think of it when it comes to these. You know, they're all popularity contests. Who's, you know, what's that, Joe, and the one thing that Joe, whatever, Joe Trashman or Joe Lunchbox or whatever his name was on, I think that was with Dancing with the Stars.
Joe Dirt?
No, it was like Joe, Janet, it was some Joe guy. I can't remember.
It was considered 2007's most shocking TV moment by AOL.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I can understand how you would get turned off by a show, actually, because I have been disappointed in the past once America votes.
I guess a side note on that, though. Yeah, well, I think I've been to two of the tours, and they're really fun to watch. Really high production value to them, and of course, you know, it's the professionals. They know how to dance. And I think the one time it was a radio guy that won, and he couldn't dance to save his life, and they didn't even have him really. It was Joe, whatever. It doesn't matter. But yeah. Just so you know, my daughter, my older daughter, really loves that show, and knows the, you know, Derek Huff is married to or engaged to or whatever, Haley, and yeah.
Yeah. So it was actually 2007 when I quit watching it. And then she came back on 2012, and I watched that until she got eliminated. Because, again, you know, it was wrong.
Speaking of America or Disney Plus getting it wrong, you know, something I see that's missed again that's not on this? Swamp Fox.
Hey, I'll tell you, I mean, I keep hearing you, Bill, say about Swamp Fox. And how long have you guys been doing Disney Plus now? 2 years?
Yeah, it's been over 2 years.
Okay. Gosh, I can't believe that. I can remember the first one you guys did. But it's interesting. I am not part of the show, but what I do is, you know, I take Rick's notes that he prints out for us, bless him, and I then convert them onto the website, Monorail Tales website. And, you know, until maybe about a month ago, I was struggling to get 4 weeks squeezed into 3 columns. You know, I kept trying to remind my son to change it on the website, and he finally did. And I am going somewhere with this story, guys. When I only had the 3 columns, it just seemed like Disney Plus was coming out with so much, and I had such a hard time putting 4 weeks into 3 weeks. Well, now I have 4 columns, 1 column per week. And, you know, I look at our website and it's like, wow, you know, where's all the shows? I don't feel Disney Plus is putting out as many shows like they used to. And I don't know if you guys think.
You mean new shows or?
New shows, anything for the month of June. I mean, you look at what we read out tonight. I can remember at one time you guys being forever reading stuff out.
And I think Rick alluded to this within our private conversations that I think when it first came out, because of COVID and you know, something new, first of all, in productions of original movies movies, series were delayed, so they put a lot of their catalog on here, and that's where they would put a bunch of stuff out. Now, if you look at it, there's not as much stuff because there's not as many older stuff that they're putting in. If they are putting in stuff, it's either Nat Geo or Fox stuff,
right?
And a lot of the new or ABC stuff. Now they're putting a lot of the series on here, which I like that idea, like Lee's on here, and but a lot of the stuff it is one or two, maybe three original programs, either a series that's ongoing from Star Wars or Marvel or something, or a original movie such as the Hollywood Star Girl and Trevor the Musical. And so I think they're getting a lot more into their original programming, what they're doing now. That's why there's not as much bulk to it.
Okay. And but why don't you have your Swamp Fox?
I don't know. And that's why, it's kind of, I guess I was getting at that. I mean, there's a lot of their catalog is still not on there. And you know, you have people like every month come out besides me and say, oh, why isn't this one on? Why isn't this one on? And some of them, of course, are because of, you know, agreements with something else or just socially not acceptable to put on, so they're not going to touch up with it, you know, a 10-foot pole. But I think part of it now is since they have enough original programming to make it interesting each month, that, you know, they'll hold off and maybe sprinkle it in. And, you know, I'm 70 years old and oh my god, they finally put that Spot Fox on that Disney Plus thing.
But as I say, going back to the web, our website, it kind of works out good as well now, because whereas before I used to have to cut out a lot of the information per program, you know, I've got room to put that in. So listeners can go over to the website and, you know, basically read what we have said tonight, or just look at my fancy work on my four columns. I got one thing, and I'm basically, I think I'm done, Rick. Today, the Pinocchio trailer came out. Did you guys see it?
Yeah.
Which, I have not yet.
Oh, you haven't? Well, I won't spoil the trailer.
You can spoil it. I'll take my earphones off.
No, there's nothing to really, you wouldn't get spoiled by it. So this comes out on what, September the 8th, and I am so excited about this. I think this is going to be a good one.
Yeah, it looks like it could be.
So the animated version, I do believe, Rick, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, came out around what, 1940, and mm-hmm. No, I was not born then even.
I wasn't going to say anything.
I don't trust you. But any time I keep hearing about this, you know, live action Pinocchio trailer, the one person I keep thinking of is our Thomas. And I know Thomas is a little bit worried that they're going to mess up the movie. So I hope they don't. But we will see on September the 8th.
That's really just around the corner.
I know. It's scary. I mean, we're into June tomorrow, mm-hmm. You know, 1st of June, half the year gone.
Just about.
Yep.
My birthday's coming up faster and faster.
Oh, and my gosh. Do we have to go through this every time we talk?
Well, I was going to say, speaking of wrong, sorry, Sheila, I think Rick was right on Club Mickey Mouse SCA version or C version. It's, as far as I understand, it is a Mickey Mouse Club, like the live people from Malaysia is what
makes
it.
Oh my gosh, are you serious?
I'm serious. So,
Yeah, okay.
So yeah, it's some poor little kid was going to be shocked when they watched, oh, Mickey, that's not Mickey Mouse. That Sheila no like Sheila.
Oh, I think I've just lost my Disney Plus card, haven't I?
No, we like you. You're better than Steve guy.
Hey, at least I tried. I did do some homework, and actually, you'd be very proud of me. Today, I actually turned on Disney Plus. How about that?
Yeah. First time since it started?
No, actually, Rick, no, because there is some programs I do, like I said, I do watch on there, the Nat Geo and anything Disney animated, not Disney animated, you know, the workers, the cast members, they're the sort of things I like. And it's kind of funny because through Roku, I watch Nat Geo on there. And, you know, as I'm watching these shows, I'm thinking, I can hear, you know, Bill or Rick talking about it in about 2 months' time when it does go to Disney Plus. So, yeah, I get a jump on Nat Geo through Nat Geo itself, to be honest.
So have you watched any Marvel movies yet?
Not since we recorded, no. Actually, it was really interesting listening to Lewis talk about Marvel. And it's one of those things that, I mean, there's a couple of times that Steve said, you know, why don't we watch this? And it just doesn't appeal to me. And eventually he'll wear me down and we'll watch it. And, you know, it's like The Greatest Showman. I put that off for the longest of times. And I had to say, I think that is one of my favorite, all-time favorite shows. But it's like cheesecake. I never used to eat cheesecake for years. You know, just the thought of, like, cheese in a cake. Ugh. But I don't think I've ever really liked the format of Disney Plus as well. And I know they've changed it somewhat, but I still don't. It's like hard work trying to find anything, I find. But that could be just me, so.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, probably. But yeah, I do watch it, but I've got all these other streaming, you know, things that I watch as well.
They don't count.
Oh, yes, they do. If they come from England, it's my Coronation Street. Actually, I am so scared that Disney Plus will eventually get rid of Hulu. And I hope that day never comes, but I wouldn't be surprised if one day they do just remove that. And Hulu has a lot of my English programs, so I'd be very upset with Disney Plus if they did.
Maybe they'll just buy BritBox and combine it all.
Yeah, maybe. So anyway, yeah, this was fun, guys.
Was it?
No. It was traumatic. I mean, I've been doing podcasting, 5 years nearly? And today, I sent you the message, Rick. I am so nervous because I'm out of my comfort zone, if you like.
You did a great job.
Oh, thank you.
But I've already got the photo lined up.
Oh, no. You can't do that. You've got to use the same avatar that I am, because that's what you guys do.
But you won't tell me who it is, so.
Oh, hey, here it is. Minnie Mouse.
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, Minnie Mouse.
I can't hear you. Sheila, are you still there? Sheila.
I give up.
All right, Bill. I guess Sheila dropped out. So we're going to have to wrap up the show. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. And if Sheila were here, we would thank her for joining us as well and pinch hitting for Patrick and Steve. So we will see you real soon. Thanks.
And if you're checking out Facebook, Rick Lied. I'm Minnie Mouse. Good night, guys. Had fun.